I'm Neil Stavem. Here's a highlight from Connecting Faith. You can find more on this topic at the Connecting Faith show page at myfaithradio.com. And your support makes it possible. Thank you.
Let's talk about reliable witnesses. How do we determine reliability?
Yeah, I mean, this is a template that we've been using in criminal trials, and I base it off of the jury instructions we have in the state of California for jurors when they're assessing witnesses on the stand. They are asked to assess them in four categories, and those categories are pretty simple. You know, number one, were they really there to see what they said they saw? Number two, can they be verified or corroborated even in a small way by single pieces of evidence or otherwise, or even by another witness? Number three, have they been honest and accurate over time, or did they change their story? And number four, do they possess some bias that would cause them to lie to us, to want to lie to us, and motivate them to lie to us? Those are the four areas that we are told to assess witnesses. And guess what? If they pass the test in those four areas, you're told you can trust them. As a matter of fact, you're told you should trust them because on what basis wouldn't you trust them? So you could say, well, gosh, you know, I don't like the way that guy looks. He looks so suspicious, you know, and he sounded like he spoke in a kind of suspicious way. Well, give me something solid. Does he fail the test in one of those four areas? Well, no, he passes the test in those four. Well, then you're instructed to trust what he said. You can't just say you don't like the way he looks. You don't like the way he spoke. You have to have something solid to hang your hat on, and it has to be in one of those four areas. So I just decided to test the Gospels in those four areas the same way I would test any eyewitness. And if you do that, I think you'd be shocked to find out how well, especially if you were to compare them, for example, to any other ancient document or claim about anyone in the ancient past. I mean, you're going to be blown away.
Well, maybe you can summarize a little bit, just to kind of, that's really the heart of the message, isn't it? That, you know, looking at what the eyewitnesses said and what they saw really makes all the difference.
Yeah, I mean, the issue for me was, were they written early enough to have been written by people who could actually have seen what they said they saw and who could be vetted by other people who would have been there to know if they're lying? So early dating was important to me. I think if you date the Gospels, I'll show you how I did it in the book, you will be very comfortable with how early they were written. They were definitely written early enough to have been either written by eyewitnesses or to be vetted by those who would have known better. Second one, of course, is do they can be corroborated? And I show a line of different ways of corroborating them, either through archaeology, through the statements of other first and second century non-Christians, through you know, internal evidence in terms of use of pronouns and all kinds of other regional language you'll see in the Gospels. I think as well as you could validate any ancient text, you'll see that they are corroborated, remembering that we're not going to get a video feed of this, okay? You're not going to be able to corroborate every single step. You have to corroborate in pieces when you have an old case. And then third, you can show they haven't been changed over time by tracing what I call the chain of custody. What did one person tell the next person? What did he say? What did he tell the next person? What did that person say? And then finally, do they have bias? And Neil, you know, bias comes down to only one of three things: the pursuit of money, the pursuit of sex or relationship, and the pursuit of power. Those three things get people in trouble every time. But of course, if that's the case, you might ask yourself, well, where is it in the life of the disciples that they are going to gain something in one of these three areas? And that's, of course, the problem, is that they didn't gain anything in any of those three areas. And in fact, they lost their lives for what they claimed to see.
Thanks for listening. Your support makes this audio stream possible. You can help at myfaithradio.com.